Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Minnow Brain, the Untamed Thoughts of Artemis North. I'm behind in my Napod Pomo. It's supposed to be one a day for 30 days. And this past week, I've really farted out. I've been in a fog. And I just haven't had the get up and go. It kind of got up and went, as the famous song would sing. So I got up this morning. I'm like, oh, I've got to do another episode. What am I going to talk about? I'm making my tea. And there it was, right in my cup. You know, I haven't really talked about my journey through perimenopause, menopause, and what I've been doing to try to ease things along. So how about we start with why I'm drinking spearmint green tea? I was at my daughter's a couple weeks ago, and she offered me some. And I said, well, why are you drinking this? Because I'd never seen her drink that before. And she said, well, my doctor thinks I might have PCOS, and it helps to regulate your hormones and inhibits facial hair growth. And I thought, well, I would drink lava if it inhibited my facial hair growth. Well, maybe if it cooled down a bit. So I looked into it. There are some really good reasons to be drinking spearmint green tea. The good quality stuff. I tried the Tetley brand green tea a way back, and it was so bitter no matter how I made it, it was gross. But I like this one. I can't pronounce it or I'd share. So anyways, green tea and spearmint tea both contain antioxidants, and you've heard all the hype. You know exactly what those are. You know, they fight off free radicals, which can lead to cancer and heart disease. Both teas help with cognitive function. Mind you, don't forget, while I'm talking about this, none of these have been scientifically confirmed, whatever use you make of that. So the green tea helps helps with fat burning, which I think the green tea and the spearmint tea both do, because they help to reduce your blood sugar. And if you can help, you know, balance your blood sugars, then you've got a fighting chance with fat burning. They say that green tea can help prevent or protect an aging brain. I'm all for that. All for that. Green tea is good for your oral health. I'm good for that. I want to say it again. Spearmint tea helps reduce facial hair. Hallelujah. Hormonal imbalance? I'm in. I will drink you. It also helps to reduce stress. And I have to admit, when my nose goes over that cup and I smell that spearmint, it's a wonderful feeling. It does help to reduce it. And it says it helps to reduce pain with arthritis. It's not a painkiller, but it helps to reduce the pain. So I'm just going to assume it helps with the swelling. But I can't say one way or the other. But I'm drinking it. And last but not least, the peppermint helps to lower blood pressure. And don't forget, these aren't scientifically proven. But over the many millennia that these two teas have been drank, I would think we've come to some sort of consensus about what they might do. So I've been drinking it now, 2 to 4 cups a day religiously for the past week. I really like it. I'm not 100% sure that I'm seeing effects of it, but I will let you know. Now, one thing that I started taking last year, and the reason I started taking it was because a person on the Hive blockchain had once said that they took fenugreek and didn't have to use deodorant anymore, and that their sweat smelled like maple syrup. Well, I am Canadian. My sweat should smell like maple syrup, but it does not. And my body changes have not helped that. So out of desperation, and because I was sick and tired of trying all kinds of different deodorants that were not working, I started taking fenugreek. Now, fenugreek has some really great properties. It can help balance your blood sugars. And for some reason, it really does help with body odor. I don't know how it does it, but I know when I run out of fenugreek and don't replace it for a week, it takes me another week to get it caught back up in my system, and then I'm good to go. I can even use those natural deodorants without worrying about it breaking down on me. So there's a hint. Now, don't burn me, and you'll see the pun in this in a minute. I'm 57 years old and I've never had a hot flash, but all of my adult life, I have felt the heat horribly. Summertime, I would not really relish the thought of the heat coming. The only time I enjoyed it was when I was swimming or kayaking, and then I could jump into the water whenever I wanted to. I've always felt the heat. Where I live, which is in an apartment, we don't have control of our heat. So it goes on in, well, probably end of September, early October, as soon as we have single-digit nights. And it doesn't turn off again until we have double-digit nights. Now, when I did have control of my heat, it rarely went on before November. And it was never 82 degrees in my home. There have been times when I have looked at my thermometer and that's what it was. Sorry, that's Fahrenheit. Yes, I am Canadian, but I'm old enough to live with both. 82 would be about 36 degrees Fahrenheit. No, 32 maybe, or Celsius, I mean. I'm not sure, but it's warm. So there you go. I don't know if the fenugreek is what's been helping me, because it's the only thing I've been taking consistently throughout. I do take magnesium, and that helps tremendously with sleeping. My husband, he's always suffered from really bad leg cramps, like Charlie horses. I learned when I was pregnant not to stretch as soon as you wake up, because I would always get a Charlie horse when I did that. So I haven't experienced one for a while, but I know how they feel. So I also read that magnesium can really help with that. So my husband's been taking this now for a few months, and he hasn't had any Charlie horses. So I think it helps. I take vitamin D, of course, because that's a big must. You have to take your vitamin D. And I take a pre and probiotic. The effects of these things, do they really work? I don't know. But I feel good, so they don't hurt. As for the weight loss, gaining the weight around the middle section, and all of, I didn't even notice it until it was too late. Good Lord. And I know I'm not alone. Well, I started Noom, which is that program. And I was hesitant to pay the big money for it. So I ended up with a cut rate because I kept starting and then going, no, I'm going to cancel. I'm not going to pay. So they ended up giving me 50% off. So I did it. At first, I was really hesitant because women don't lose weight the same way that men do. That old adage of, restrict your calories and exercise more doesn't work. It stresses our bodies out. Not to mention that once I got going through Noom and logging everything I was eating as I was starting to learn, because they have little lessons that you take every morning, you read them through, I realized I was not eating enough. I was eating 12 to 1500 calories a day, maybe. And they recommend 1800 calories to 1900 calories. I think maybe I wasn't eating the right things. I don't know, but I'm learning a lot. I haven't really lost a lot, but I'm learning a lot. Exercise at our age, walking, which is something I have a hard time doing. I have lumbar stenosis, and when I can walk about a kilometer, and then my whole right side goes painfully numb, which sounds crazy, but that's how I'm going to describe it. And then I have to sit down for a few minutes to take the pressure off those nerves. And then I can continue on for a little bit. So I've been doing some strength training. And I bought into this Svelte training, they call it. And this woman makes perfect sense. And she eats the way I think we should eat. And her exercises for a menopausal woman are really good. Her name's Meredith Svelte. skink or skrink. I don't know, but I will find the URL and put it in the write-up about this episode. Okay, so I think I've probably meandered along far enough. I'm losing track of what I'm talking about, so I think it's time to drink my tea. Go forth, people. Have a great day. Make your world a little better. Go a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.